What do you do with good wood ashes like that?
I put them right there in a can, and Tom gets them for his little garden. He scatters it all around. About once a week and get the ashes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's coming down.
Who's that?
That's Bess's husband.
Oh. I don't know whether I'd recognize him or not.
So you don't recognize
him? I don't recognize him.
It's just stray looking station wagon be out there, light and green. So that's his. So she in New York now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and so he heard from her today. And they put my brother in the hospital. To see, when she got there, he was in the hospital. And so she said she'd write back and look after she find out everything. She didn't, couldn't see the doctor.
Yeah.
After she find out how everything is.
So you heard from her today?
Yes.
And when was that? Saturday she left?
She left Saturday. Well, only Friday.
Friday.
I think. She left on that 3 o'clock train.
Oh. Hmm. That's a long trip.
That's right.
Long trip. That's a lot of going she's going to have to do when she gets back down here.
Yeah, that's right. Hmm. She wanted me to go, but I told her, no, I didn't feel like I better not try to go up there. Well, I haven't been too well, and so I think I better stay here.
Well, I expect you to do well, all right. You enjoy the ride, you know, and you see a lot of people.
Yeah, up in New York, it's worse now than it was when I left it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sick.
And I used to be downtown, right in the middle of every bit of it. I used to be down on Park Avenue. I was down there with the council. So it just jammed. It's just traffic, the traffic of cars. It's just one right after another.
Yeah. Yeah. Just solid.
It sure is.
And a lot more now than it was then, you know that.
Oh, yes, my goodness. It was a man who was a friend to Mr. Goon, and he was a Jew, and his name was Zeckendahl, and he said he was going to build New York and have the traffic all overhead and his people walking down here. Underneath that, it's like a bridge, you see. He wanted to make New York like that. He was an architect, and so he wanted to, where they had downtown at the Grand Central, they had it made like that. The bridges up here and the people down under here. It'll be a time getting that done, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Your tablet still
here? Oh, yeah.
You haven't had trouble breathing since you got them?
Mm-mm. Don't know where they sleep.
Well, that's a remarkable thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, why not take one of them a day? You know, say that I could take two of them a day. But they don't worry me up. See, I don't hurt nowhere, and don't nobody hurt me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have no trouble breathing.
That is a model. Well, once you get that inflammation out, the irritation out of your chest, or whatever it is, your head, maybe that'll just give you enough relief to where you can get back normal. You didn't ask Ms. Patterson what to take.
No.
She might have had something right there. She sure might.
Well, I'll take that doctor up, and I didn't want to croak. I asked the doctor today what she said. She was tired. She went to O'Kelly yesterday to see her sister. And she operated on one eye. And they had to get back to the hospital to operate on the other. And she's stone blind now. And everywhere you go, she go, you have to care of her, leave her. Then she just won't out. She beat on her sister yesterday, and she put a tub of clothes on washing. She had to go back and get them out. She wasn't glad she came down in a minute. See what you know how to do. I'm getting old and I'm about to out. She felt that feeling good.
I'd forgotten about that. About her sister. Yes, sir.
She's on her right.
Who, my special?
Mm-hmm, special sister. One no killer.
Oh.
She's blind.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't either?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know she had a sister in Georgia.
Yeah.
You want him.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know she had a sister. So I didn't know Kelsey. You called up to about how she get along.
I sure know.
I asked who she was, she my sister. So she was outside. She can't say she got to leave her. So she told me this morning, she had to go to the hospital and operate on one eye. Hit when I had to go back and operate on the other. So he's stone blind now. That's what I'm going to tell you. You take us old folks. If something gets wrong with that, ain't no use going to the hospital for them because you can't do it no good. No one put them out.
Oh, all right. What do you say?
I don't think none of my witnesses are about this person.
Just Ms. Patterson. Her sister over here is not a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them has ideas about the hospitals, you know. They don't want to do certain things.
And I thank side people. Thank side folks, they don't want to know. They don't get sick.
Yeah.
They don't want to put them in no doctor, no hospital. They deal care of them.
Yeah.
So when I'm sick, let me go to a doctor.
Yeah. Yes, sir, the better it is, the better I like it.
The deal is that if he's not allowed to go to nobody's film, but he's going to be in the film.
Now, what's that?
If he's not allowed to go to nobody's film, but he's going to be in the film.
I didn't realize that.
Well, that's what he said. Now, you would be holding witness if he can go to your film. But you ain't not allowed to do it.
Well, you know, Miss Patterson doesn't go. She don't even hear anything on the radio except her own thing. She won't turn on Roy Mason, that Sunday school forum, or any of those things.
But Miss Patterson goes to any hospital.
Yeah.
You hold your nose, you hold your shoe.
Yeah.
if you know you.
Yeah. Yeah, she does that, I know.
John tried to get Jamie hit me again. He said, put the feed in the top and let them go down and eat out of it. And then put the basket on, put one on. So the basket on one, but he got out and went that basket on.
Yeah, they're quicker than I am.
Yeah. I tell if I had a thing like the dog catcher, you know, the catch. Cats and dogs. I thought I might could catch them that way, but he had something that he'd catch mentally, but I thought it was deep enough, but it wasn't deep enough. I went and got it for it up there. But he just wanted to catch mentally. A little round thing about that round. But it ain't deep, it's shallow.
Well, now, Miss Bessie, I never saw the dog catcher catch a dog.
No?
Okay, no.
Oh, the dog catcher, he has a net on a long pole, and he can catch any dog, won't care what kind of dog he is. They catch them, and when they catch in that net, they carry them to the wagon and put them in the wagon, see? They empty them out in the wagon, and they can't get out.
Can't bite them.
No, they can't bite. I've seen them catch many one in the street. You see, they catch people's dogs, they don't have a license. So they catch them and take them downtown to the dog kennel. And if you don't go get it, why then it's a supposed of me. Oh, yeah, they catch them. And cats, too, same way. They catch a cat, take the chin net, and just throw this net right over him. And he get in there, you see, he get wound up in there, you see, he can't get out.
Yeah.
You see, the feet get, he can't climb up the net, you see. And the feet get hung in the net. So they catch him. I used to look at the man catch dogs in the street. Oh, yeah, the dog catcher was made just like a. That thing Buddy got a hand on just like the dog catcher.
But it's deeper.
Huh?
It's deeper.
Oh, yeah, the thing be deep, you see. Mm-hmm. And the cat and the dog can't climb up out of it, see.
Well, I seen a man out in the fourth mile, I was catching the dog.
Uh-huh.
It had a green truck, and the dog in the back. And every time he catch the dog, he can't put him in that wagon.
That's right.
And you've seen it?
Yes, sir. I've seen it before.
Well, how long is this stick he uses?
Sir?
How long is the handle?
Oh, it's a long handle.
It's a long handle. That thing out there, Buddy, is just about as long as a dog catcher.
Mm-hmm. But that wide, about that deep.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You go around or something, but it's that deep.
Yeah.
When you catch me, then he can't come out.
Yeah. If I had cornbread, I think that'd make them taste better.
Well, yeah, cornbread is good with them. If you make good cornbread now, that's no water cornbread.
What do you put in your cornbread?
I put a teaspoon of mayonnaise. Good and beat it up like you're making a cake and put it in a small pan in the oven and let it bake. But that mayonnaise makes it loose and good, you know. You never eat with the mayonnaise in there.
I think I know how. How long, where did you pick that idea?
Well, I don't know, I just picked it up.
Long time ago?
Oh, long time ago. It makes it loose. It's going to be tight. Make it real loose. And I make it up thin, not too stiff. Make it up thin. A little buttermilk in it. And my eggs and salt, mayonnaise and the grease. And it makes it real nice.
Do you keep buttermilk?
Yeah, I buy it. I buy it about half a gallon.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I get the half a gallon every. I get the half a gallon Monday. And then Friday, I won't have to get none. And then I get a half a gallon again next Monday.
You just use it for cooking?
No, I drink it. I drink buttermilk. But I don't drink it so often. Whenever I feel empty, I just go get a glass of buttermilk.
Oh, yeah. And a piece of cornbread.
Well, if I ain't got no cornbread, I just eat a little piece of light bread with it.
Uh-huh.
I put a little jelly on it or something like that.
I believe a little cornbread, have a little piece of cornbread lying around, it's about as good as anything.
Well, yes, yeah, it's good. And you, by putting that mayonnaise in it, it makes it soft and don't dry out so quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it nice. That's really good with that mayonnaise in it.
How much cornbread do you make at one time?
Oh, I don't make but just a small piece. We're paying about that. Just make it very small, because ain't nobody to eat it but me.
Yeah, and then you don't want to, if you keep it too long, it don't taste so good.
No. No, nobody eats it but myself.
Children don't eat it?
Who?
The children.
Yeah, they eat it. They eat it when I cook it. But I don't cook it so often.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't just have it here as a regular thing?
No, I don't have it as a regular thing. I just cook it whenever I feel like eating it.
Twice a week?
Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes twice a week.
I could keep cornbread all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I could, but I don't. Faye doesn't like it.
She don't.
At least, well, she may like it, but she doesn't make it, you know.
Well, I tell you, it's good. It's good for you. Because so much light bread ain't good.
Yeah.
No, so much light bread ain't good for you.
Nothing to it, anyhow.
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any green beans lately?
No, I haven't had any lately.
What's the big difference?
Anybody got none, maybe?
I haven't seen any. Mm-hmm. What's the big difference in the pole beans and the bunch beans?
Different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a better eating bean in the bunch beans, you see?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of sweet, you know? And the bunch beans, you know, they're all right, but I mean, but the pole beans is much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and sweet.
You cook them about the same?
Yeah, you cook them about the same.
Now, you don't put any grease in them at all.
Grease?
Mm-hmm.
I put a little piece of meat in them. Just cook them. But when I French them, I don't put no meat in them. I like them better French, but I don't take time to French long time.
Yeah, it take longer?
Take longer to cut them.
Mm-hmm.
Fix them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it don't take a long to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like a little butter in them when I put the French them, you know. You don't, it'd be nice and sweet. The taste is good. But the beans, put meat in them, they don't, they taste all right, but not as good as they is when they're French.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you like them better that way?
Yeah. I like them either way. I just like beans.
You like beans.
Mm-hmm. I tell you the truth, I like them better the way we used to cook them, you see, with a good bit of fat meat in them.
Yeah.
Side meat. But now we quit that, you see. I can just eat beans without any seasoning like at all.
You do?
Just, you know, just very little. But they don't have the taste like they do cooked with
no, when you cook with just salt meat.
Boots cook?
Boots? Yeah, she can cook.
Does she cook like you do?
No, nothing like it. Nothing like it.
How does she cook?
Well, she cooked the old-fashioned way, old southern style of cooking. Old-fashioned way, people used to do years ago.
How she cook beans?
Well, she cook them like that. She boil, break them, and string them, and break them in two, and put a piece of meat in them, and let them boil.
Just let them boil.
Mm-hmm. That's what she cook.
How she cook peas?
Peas. Well, she shell them and then put them in and let them cook them. Put a piece of meat in them. A little, get a little fried meat grease to put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Season them up good.
How she cook cornbread?
She cook cornbread. She cook it pretty much the way I cook it.
With mayonnaise and all?
Mm-hmm. Put mayonnaise in it.
She learned from you.
Yeah.
How does she cook meat?
Roast meat. I don't know. She never roast no meat here. We never roast no meat. Just boil, fried or boiled it or something like that. Never roast.
Well, what does she cook sort of old-fashioned?
She cooks vegetables and whatever she cooked, just cook it like old-fashioned way of cooking.
What else did she cook?
Well, I don't know. She never did cook much here because I don't know what cooking.
She cook eggs?
Eggs. You should boil them.
Boil them? Now, Bootsy always said she didn't like to do housework. She'd rather work in the field.
Yeah, she'd rather work in the field. She never to feel in. She never worked in no house.
Mm-hmm. Who is Joe?
That's her daughter.
What's her name? Joe?
Josephine?
Josephine
Pye, I reckon. I don't know. I don't know her husband's name. I don't know.
Where's her husband?
Down to Fort Pierce.
He down there.
Yeah, she just come up here to wait on Booch.
Oh, did she?
I've been knowing Joe ever since she was a little girl.
How old Joe?
I don't know how old she is, exactly how old she is. I know she's around 50, you know.
She don't look it, does she?
No, she don't.
She's sort of big and hefty, you know, but she don't look that age. You think she's that old?
Joe, around 50. But I've been knowing Joe ever since she was a little girl. I know her when she used to steal up on that hill, Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
And she was number a little girl, and she was about like Calla, a little bigger than Calla.
He died in 1939.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. I was down there talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
He died the same year as Uncle Bubba.
The Bubba?
Bubba.
Bubba Jackson?
Yeah, Bubba Jackson.
Uh-huh. No, he died. He died long before Bubba died. Bubba died in 40-something.
Did he?
Yeah, because old man Harris died a long time before Bubba Jackson died, because Bubba Jackson died in 40-something.
Before the war.
Before the war? No.
Well, what was Buddy's daddy's name?
Philip Sawyer.
When did he die?
I didn't know his father.
You didn't know him?
No, I didn't know Philip.
You know Miss Lizzie?
His mother? Well, I had seen her, but I didn't know much about her.
She died way back.
Yeah, she died way back. You see, I wasn't in Florida all the time, you see. I was just in and out here.
Uh-huh.
Just to come to visit. I used to come here with Uncle Butler and them lived. There's an old house stood here. And so they lived in that then. And after they lived in the...
Actually, when you talk over that way, I can't hear you. My hearing ain't as good as wires, and the wind blows the words away.
You do? Well, that's weird with myself. I don't hear so good. And so...
Well, if I'm sort of sitting in front of somebody, I can hear better than I can on the side, you know?
Oh, I see. No, Uncle Butler, he died a long time before Bubba Jackson died.
Joe, now she done right smart work, too.
Yeah, she's very slow.
She works around different places. Has she got a family down there?
No, she has, too. Most of Boots' other girls got killed. The one, the husband killed, and the other one got killed up in Virginia on a truck. They older than Joe.
How many children did Boots have?
Well, he had four girls, I think.
Four girls.
Wait, now let's see. There's Nancy, Joe, and I don't know what them other two names. I can't call their name now. But I know she got there's five girls, so she got three living.
And how many? James the only boy?
Yeah, he don't. He don't.
Is James married?
Oh, yeah. He's married.
Well, I thought he had a family down there.
Wife lives over here. They kind of bust up a little bit.
Oh, that's what happened.
They kind of separated, but he goes down there to see her.
Yeah.
He married Lloyd's... She was Lloyd's sister-in-law.
Oh.
Aurelia. She is Lloyd Headley's sister.
Mm-hmm. Have they got a little girl down there?
Who? Aurelia?
James, yeah.
Yes, a big girl now.
Big girl, yeah. Long-legged little girl you used to see out there. Always waved at you.
Yeah, that's just one child. Mm-hmm.
Joe talks right well. You know, she seemed like she's done a lot of things. You ever hear her talk much?
Yeah, I know it's not since you've been grown. I haven't been around her much since you've been grown. Because she hasn't been here.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed down on the East Coast, came back down in there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, now is she going to stay here and sort of take care of Bootsy?
Until she gets so she can wait on herself. I said she better see you all the time because Boochie get that whisker.
Mm-hmm.
And she gone then.
Yeah, she gone then.
And said, you miss it, that stuff, you're going to kill her.
Mm-hmm. That's trouble now.
And I told her that Saturday night she was sitting here. I said, Booch, I said, you're going to have a stroke. I said, that stuff's going to give you a stroke. I said, now, you done drank a half a pint. And she went and got another half a pint and drank that Saturday night, see? That Sunday morning she came out here with that stroke. I told you she was going to have a stroke. I told her this was going to have a stroke. Mister, that stuff ain't good. It'll sure kill you.
And she just got it in her system all the time.
Cool, Butcher, drink a barrel if you just give it to her. Just let her just go ahead and drink. She drink a barrel.
Just love it.
Just love you to do it. I wouldn't drink that stuff for nothing.
So when did anybody get such taste for things like that?
I don't know. But you hardly find anybody that don't drink it. No, you don't find anybody that don't drink it.
Just think if they had all that money to put into clothes or groceries or something.
Okay, that's all right. You'd be better off.
I'd be a lot better off.
My Booch drank so much here, I call out a fuss out about drinks. Booch had one of those 10 tub, number 3 tubs. He had it full of bottles back there. I mean, the tub was full. And the size of somewhere else back there. I never put them out there because so the man could take them off. I ain't never seen anybody drink like her in my life.
All through the week?
All through the week. Sunday, Monday, every day.
She couldn't make enough money to pay for a whiskey.
Make enough money.
To pay for what whiskey she drank.
Well, I don't know if she got, she did. Because she made. She was getting $20 a week or something like that.
Well, that won't buy much whiskey.
A little half a pint?
Yeah.
A little half a pint? $1.10? Sure, $5.10. Buy enough for her.
And that's the way she spent most of her money?
Yeah, that's the way she spent it. That's the way she spent her money. Just drinking it.
And that's the way she's been doing for years?
Yes, for years.
Well, now, nobody like that's going to stay off of it long at a time.
She'll get it as soon as she gets so she can get about and get somebody to get it for. James told Henry and him not to bring her none of that. Train,
this
not coming.
Told who?
Henry Scott.
Yeah. These boys down there got so this Pedro and some of them boys, they get so they can't hardly work for drinking.
Pedro.
Mm-hmm. One time they had to let him go up there, you know, he couldn't even get to work.
Yeah. I don't see how afraid
of food is. I don't either.
He's a good plow, you know, he can track it good. I guess that's really a whole long time. Let him go in and come back and
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, yeah.
If he could get J.R. to learn to track like Pedro, he wouldn't go with Pedro. Now, J.R. is good. He sticks with Freddy.
Is that right?
Oh, he's crazy about Freddy. Freddy like him, too. Freddy do anything with J.R.
Mm-hmm.
Now, J.R. come from down to Bowdoin. He don't wait for Freddy to come from. He'll walk all the way up to the stoop. Walk way up there for Freddy. If Freddy go down there and get him sometime, well, he just don't slip himself. But most of the time, J.R. walks up to that stoop.
That's a good walk.
It is a good walk, but he don't mind it. He just don't mind it. And Fred, he'd do anything for Fred, don't care what. He'd stick with Freddy. And Fred had it about like somebody else, not like J.R. He could get along all right, but he can't get nobody to stick to him like J.R.
Well, now, Boots has thrown a lot of Freddy.
Oh, yes. But she couldn't do that kind of work, though. Do clown and things like that, like Freddy wants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do that.
I don't guess J.R. can use a tractor at all.
A little bit. Fred say you gonna learn him how to track.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe he can do it.
I don't know, he can drive it. That's all. So Freddy makes him get on and drive from the field up back to the house. I think he might know him. He might.
But now he behaves himself during the week.
Yeah, all the week.
But then when Saturday night comes.
Well, he don't drink no more beer. He drinks beer. Saturday night comes after.
Well, if they'd drink beer, it'd be a different story.
Huh?
It'd be a different story if they'd drink beer.
Yeah. Because he'd drink that, got some old beer that called 4-5 or 4-5 or something like that. And it's strong.
Oh. They don't make it themselves. No.
No, all right. It comes. It's in a distillery.
Oh.
Yeah, it's distillery. Cold 4-5 or something like that. I don't know how it tastes or not. But they say it'll make you drunk.
I talked to Joe 2-3 times passing by there, and she talks well, and she's done a lot of things, worked a lot of places, you know,
mm-hmm.
And she seems to have done kind of like Bootsy.
Drink?
No, and, you know, done field work, a lot of field work.
That's what she's been doing. Of course, she has worked in the house, but more than Boots has, she's down on the East Coast, you see.
Uh-huh.
But not up here. She worked on the East Coast. She was in Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood and Miami, I think, in different places down there. And so many places down there you can get work, you know, to do in the house.
A lot of rich people down there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear her talk about doing any housework. It was all field work. Well, you know, is she talking about?
What's she talking about?
Yeah, she talked about working over towards Newberry and Trenton and over here. And
she's over there when Boots is over there. Boots used to live over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what'd she do after... Uncle Buddy Harrison died.
Oh,
Well, she's pretty young then. She didn't go with Bootsy then?
No, she was. Bootsy stayed here. Bootsy has been over there about 10 years over to Newberry, back over there. But she lived here all her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Joe has been down
on the East Coast.
East Coast for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, is that where she learned to talk and tell all those things?
I guess so.
It don't sound like the East Coast. Sounds just like, you know, somebody brought up around here. It don't sound like it. Well,
she came up here and stayed. She was up here yesterday. She came up here and stayed for about the night. I don't know what she's doing today.
She get along without Carrie?
Oh, yeah, she get along without Carrie. She just Carrie worries her.
I imagine Carrie worry anybody.
Yeah, so she said Carrie worry her. She said she, if Carrie wouldn't there, she'd get along much better.
Cat doesn't know the
truth. Cook.
Now, she's a pretty good cook?
She can cook pretty good some things.
What does she cook the best?
I don't know if she cooks the best, but I mean she can cook some things pretty good and some things Liza
won't eat them. What is it Liza don't like that she cooks?
What she don't like?
That Carrie cooks.
Well, whenever Carrie cooks, she don't care for some kind of a meat or something like that, because she's on a kind of high blood.
Mm-hmm.
She don't eat it, see. She don't like it. But she don't eat it. And she'll eat the vegetables, some kind of vegetables. What she cooks.
Carrie cook a good bit of meat?
Yeah, she cooks pretty good meat. She, well, she cooks, you know, for offer, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, she cooks, so that way she cooks. That means she cooks. So offer, I have to eat down there.
You mean Arthur eats over there with them?
He go to the meat house and he'd buy about 10 miles of meat every week or something like that.
Who does?
Arthur.
Arthur does?
Mm-hmm.
He buys 10 miles of meat. Arthur goes to the meat house and buys $10 worth of meat.
Yes, sir. He does. When he's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes in and buy meat. So they have something on it. Yes, sir. He has to eat, you know, and he got to get some, buy some meat.
I wouldn't think Arthur'd have enough left to buy meat or groceries.
Well, he buys meat first. He get, be sure he get that meat.
Half pint wouldn't last long for Arthur.
Half pint. He don't buy no half pint. He buys about a pint and the fifth.
Yeah.
When he was by. Wouldn't last him long if half a pint ain't nothing but a drop.
Mm-mm. Just think of all that good money going down like that.
Going down the gutter.
Just going down the gutter.
Yeah. Going down the gutter.
As many things they could have, you know.
It's the truth. It's the truth. But they just throw it away. That's the way they love to do, so that's the way they do.
And Carrie don't have much money to throw away.
So we wish you had, wish you do have.
cigarettes and whiskey.
What's that? Cigarette and whiskey. Yes, that's a hobby.
That's her hobby. Mm-hmm.
I picked tomatoes when I was 60. There in 4 miles, when we're going to the field, we kill a rattlesnake about that big.
They get there. They get up there.
Right side forward. And all that day, the field, we had to stop some of the pickles, some of the men, and just make them field walkers to walk down the road in front of us and kill ground rattlers.
Mm-hmm.
And the man told us that he was going to raise our wages $2 more. He paid us $10, he told us he was going to pay us $12. So my sister Ann and I, we had to ride back in the car with him. He said, I sure want you to grow. I'm going to say you to grow. Don't have to go behind you or nothing. He said, I noticed that this afternoon will come out there. I looked up and said, yes, sir, Mr. Green, course I'll be right there in the morning. I'll be the first one in the truck. And that morning Ann called me going away. I was back and forth about your truck for you, Mr. Green, go on. So we stayed around the house and we figured everybody about going off the corner. Us one of them was the Greek had one of the trucks waiting on us, and I looked defeated. I said, let's go and look where it didn't come in. And they waited down about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and then I was down the street looking at it when they pulled off, and look on down the corner. And when Mr. Greco did see her, I said, you know, Mr. Greco, so I got up the next morning, I said, one of my little nieces was sick, and I carry her to the doctor. I said, my sister there, she had to stay with the other two. I said, we just couldn't make it. And I said, no, we were making them rattlesnakes. I mean, and when Mr. Greco did see her, I said, you know, Mr. Greco, so I got up the next morning, I said, one of my little nieces was sick, and I had to carry her to the doctor. I said, my sister there, she had to stay with the other two. I said, we just couldn't make it. And I said, no, we were making them rattlesnakes.
Well, there's...
I mean, why did you kill one here? Kill one by like that for all day long. I said, God help me to make this day. Get out of this field, I won't come back.
Well, you'd be the picture that run really into the bar.
You can
see me one
day.
Yeah, what?
This is more clinical now than it used to be because they don't like to burn the woods off. And they ain't got nothing to do but stay out there in the rain. I see a long time ago they used to burn the woods off and just like they're going to clean up a field. They'd burn that field off before they clean up and start turning land.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't see that.
No, hardly anybody does now.
Mm-hmm. You see that run the state back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't run them back, they'd get out there and you'd see them and kill them.
Yeah, another thing it does, it keeps that undergrowth cleared out a little bit. Old house on the Miss Patterson's road, you know, that front road there, and go there by the Ferguson house. It ain't far there from the Ferguson house.
I got enough dough. No, I ain't gonna run too far, because I'm gonna have something in my hand to keep me from running.
I'd like to go back there, too. I've been back there. Always less than that. I think from what they said.
Yeah, if it's where Mr. Mary used to have had that other house, and it was a pump there. Well, our house is just back this side. Because you come up the hill, and when you get up on the hill, you turn to your right and come now out, turn to your left to go to that pump.
You
go around here, you be farming a lot.
Yeah.
And then practically everybody had cows.
Yeah.
Let the cows out and graze and things. But now ain't nobody around here to farm. Ain't nobody around here got no cows and things. So ain't nothing for the woods to do but grow up in the woods.
No. Mm-hmm.
Because, let me see, Jesse Walker, he had a bunch of cows. And when Mr. Bubba Jackson was living, he had one or two cows. And then Mr. Collins, he had a bunch of cows. Mr. Bradley, he had a bunch of cows.
Mm-hmm.
And... well, probably everybody around here had, Mr. Charlie James said, he had a cow or two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I know Anna, one time she had one or two cows, who stayed him. Well, you see, they put their cows out there in the woods and let them graze, and that'll keep down a lot of those.
Oh, yeah, that'll keep them down.
And then you see, in the wintertime, they'd burn off and things. When you get ready to plow up land, they'd burn off.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then no cows around there to put out the grain.
Yeah.
Well, John Snow there, he had a cow, and Aunt Fanny and Uncle Press, when they were living, they had cows. And Viola, when she was living, she had a cow. But they all had a cow too, didn't they? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time we had cows.
The only cow I know now is over there across the railroad that Mr.
I see that pretty cow sits out there.
She's a pretty cow. But it's alive and good. Yeah.
That's something I seen since I was a child.
Yes. You know, I didn't think things would change that fast.
If it's just chicken, we have one or two. And every house had chicken.
Yeah. Well, the biddies used to come off, and we'd see them out there, and we'd think, well, it won't be long till we have a drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just watch them get up there, you see.
And now, if you get sick, you got to go to stone behind.
Yeah. And then the half the time to get them butchered then, you know. Or just buy drumsticks or something like that. Well, sir, we had a rain.
Yeah, that was a nice. I thought I was
going to
get some more to do, but I think it's
going to
try to wait
till
tonight.
You think it might come again tonight?
It might.
Well, I wouldn't have never guessed when I left here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I know it rained about 2 or 3 inches because you put some ice in right there.
Yeah.
I think I caught it full of water about 4 times.
Yeah.
I told you yesterday morning, I said,
I'd rather go rain. The girl is in here, yeah.
Oh, that was, what they call a nudie.
Yeah. Now, was she brought up in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Was her grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw her down there, you know, take care of the baby when I first come.
The
family
raised her from a baby because her mother died when she was a baby.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Amy raised her.
Raised her and her other sister. Because, what's the name? Arthur kept the other children and the Dola children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had Monk and them for a while, and then Arthur come got them.
Mm-hmm.
And after he come and got the older children, she kept Alice and me and Nudie.
And she still lives there. Now that's nice. That's nice. Glad she does. Belongs to
these hounds hunt, as the experts say, on a clean heel. Here goes then. Now, losing a scent in water is the first thing a hunted man would think of. On the other hand, if hounds follow me down here, it surely shouldn't be hard even for a dog, if they don't mind me calling them dogs, to conclude that I've crossed to the other side. On the other hand, wet gumboot surely can't leave much of a scent on this muddy ground. If it's an airborne scent they're following, it'll be easy, but I just wonder if they would follow my track at all. Would they go around here, for instance? No, it's too difficult. I'll take the path. But we'll just see if they cast off in the wrong direction to begin with when they're on the trail. Wading down a stream, I'm told, would simply delay the hunt. Hounds would simply cast up and down on the other side till they picked up the trail again. That's not bad going. They'll do it quicker than I did. This is a bit of luck. I walk right into the herd and then turn at right angles and see if the hounds are put off by the more powerful scent of cattle. Change my boots now. If these hounds are following a pure ground scent, you would think this would surely throw them off. Well, we'll see. See if it checks them at all. And then I'll circle the pond twice, widely the second time, so that I cross my own trail, which you'd think would make it difficult for hounds. Well, here goes again. Part of this hunt was anything like this last bit, it must have been a convincing demonstration of the amazing powers these dogs have to follow a trail. Apparently my change of boots didn't throw them for a second. And did you notice that they all checked where I went into the bushes round the pond for a moment? And though my double circle round the pond threw them, a little one hound found the trail and bayed, and they were all on it in a shot. real pack work. Oh, I'm glad I'm not a real fugitive with these things in my trail. Good boy. Yeah, great work, great work.
In Great Britain last year, there was something of a national scandal because more than 700 prisoners, including the international spy George Blake, escaped from jail. More than 100 are still at large. Mr. Allen and his Hounds of St. Hubert stand ready to help. But when I talked with him a few days ago, he said the police haven't, as yet, telephoned. This is David Weber in London. International Magazine will be with you again next month. Good night.